Let's now examine the most important Cypriot customs and traditions associated with St. Lazarus. The saint's worship in Cyprus is deeply rooted in time, as confirmed by the Feast of Lazarus, which harks back to the ancient Greek festival of Aidonia, celebrated in Alexandria. On Lazarus Saturday, the bishop, accompanied by priests and laymen, would go to the Synodikon, where council members had decked out a young boy, the son of Lazarus, in wreaths and garlands made with yellow daisies, gladioli, and red poppies. With the accompaniment of laments and funeral hymns, they would lay the boy on a flower-decked rug, and when the bishop, reading the gospel, said, "Lazarus, come forth," the young boy would stand up, and the people would sprinkle him with rose petals and rose water. Joyous melodies sounded in the church enclosure, and council members would distribute boliva, boiled wheat, and bread shaped like birds, turtles, dolls, crabs, or snakes. Then, children holding palm fronds, commonly called vaya, carried the son of Lazarus in a procession through Larnaca and repeated the happening, while the ladies of the houses would emulate one another in the decoration of the bed of Lazarus. Priests accompanying the procession sang the hymns for the raising of Lazarus, and the children would sing the Lazarus carols, while homeowners would give them eggs, sweets, and money. The charity work carried out by the church's parish welfare, not only in the parish itself, but also in the city of Larnaca as a whole, is remarkable. Just as important is the financial contribution of the St. Lazarus Council to schools, hospitals, and charitable establishments in Larnaca. School groups, soldiers, and so on visiting Larnaca occasionally stay at the renovated Arkondariki, or guest house of the parish. There's also a guest house solely for priests and monks. The Church of St. Lazarus is also very active in the ecclesiastical liturgical field, harking to the needs of the working population and responding to the ever-increasing presence of young people in the church. The priests conduct a second Christmas service and a second service of salutations to the Theotokos. One of the basic priorities of the church council is the maintenance and constant enrichment of the museum of the church, where rare ecclesiastical heirlooms are kept. A series of cultural events are held in the church courtyard within the framework of the Larnaca Municipality Festival. Traditional music concerts are organised on Bright Tuesday on the 29th of May, that's the anniversary of the fall of Constantinople, and on the 9th of July. Moreover, again in collaboration with the municipality, a programme entitled Byzantine Days is organised during Easter holidays, offering exhibitions and performances by Cypriot and foreign Byzantine choirs. With the youth of Larnaca in mind, the St. Lazarus Church Council is planning to operate a multifunction cultural centre opposite the church. The centre will comprise a library, an internet cafe, and an events and reception hall.